The gods are sporting new clothes. Krishna's wrapped in turquoise-colored silk, and Ganesh, the supreme deity with the elephant head, wears a garland of flowers. Like these marble icons, Satya Balroop is dressed up too, in a bright yellow sari. She leads temple goers in the first of many chants. This night kicks off a weekend-long celebration marking the one-year anniversary of the facility, the permanent site of Minnesota Hindu Milan Mandir. Balroop downplays her role, but there's no denying it. This Hindu temple simply wouldn't exist without her. In 1998, Balroop and her husband were living in New York City, but they weren't sure if Manhattan was the best place to raise their young sons. As devout Hindus, they consulted their guru about moving to Minnesota, where they had relatives.
He says, yes, absolutely. Minnesota is God's land. Go there. And that's when he added that extra line.
That extra line? You must start a temple there. For many, that might sound like an awfully big request.
I didn't feel like that at all.
For Balroop, a native of Guyana, this was more a blessing than demand, a sign of her guru's faith in her.
We say, okay, Guruji, sure. At that time, we didn't know what we were okay about. We just knew that this is what we have to do.
Within months, they were living in Egan and holding religious services in their living room. The next step was to transform the garage into a temporary temple, a place to worship until they could afford something larger.
This is where we started. Two-car garage here, this side and this side.
Candles and shells replace motor oil and hedge trimmers. A three-tier altar rests under the white stucco ceiling.
The sheetrocks and the insulations and all of that, we did it with the boys, our little kids, ranging from 7 years all the way to 14 years.
Family members had no choice but to do everything themselves, says Balroop, after failing to get help from others in the Hindu community.
Calling up people and asking if you can give a hand. We're building a temple here, and people promise, but they never show up.
Undeterred, she launched weekly services, often cramming 60 people into the converted carport. Her husband prepared free after-worship fare, from curry pasta to West Indian-style chow mein. Students practiced traditional dance in the Balroop's basement, yoga on the lawn. Soon, word of the tiny Minnesota temple made its way to high-level Hindu leaders. Balroop began hosting swamis from around the world, including the president of Bharat Savashram Sangha, essentially the pope of her religious denomination.
When I got the word that he was coming, every day I'll be going to Walmart shopping just to get stuff ready. Because I'm cleaning, I don't feel like crying, but tears are rolling down my eyes. You know, what is this? How come? And it was the first time I experienced what tears of joy was.
The family literally rolled out the red carpet for the Swami's arrival, despite the 20 inches of snow on the ground. After leading him inside, Balroop had the honor of washing the holy man's feet.
And I started with his left feet, and he says, no, 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 right for us always. I apologize.
On this Saturday afternoon, followers gather with visiting swamis in the 18,000-square-foot temple they now call home. Balroop and her family and friends pooled their savings, $165,000, to purchase this former South Metro church, which had sat empty for years. A two-story Christian cross is permanently embedded in the brick facade.
It doesn't bother anyone, really. I mean, it's God.
On average, 40 families attend weekly services here. Balroop's next goal is to up that number. Satya Balroop says she feels blessed to have been given the task of growing a temple from the ground up. Still, there are times she wonders,
oh my God, what did I get myself into?
The answer to that, jokes Balroop, only God knows. Nikki Tundell, Minnesota Public Radio News, Farmington.